This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Bob, it's time to get to Brian Batko. Why isn't he on the screen limits? Do we know?
Batconian Mongoose. There he is.
The Batconian Mongoose is on the screen from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. But, Brian, we need to get this over with. Do you want to do it or should I from the pickup game the other day?
I'll do it. Okay. Yeah, first of all, it was great to see you, Joe, because, you know, peek behind the curtain – you've been talking about it for years, I feel like. So I finally texted you like the hard and fast details of when and where to be if you do want to come out of retirement. You agreed. And then the night before you said, no, it's not going to happen. There was some interference being run at the Starkey household.
Yeah, my
and
wife.
Lo and behold.
Yeah, she put the kibosh
lo and behold,
on it.
Saturday night you show up, or Saturday morning you show up.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, out of the wilderness.
Went against your wife's wishes.
Yeah, I did. I did. I woke up on Saturday. I was bored. I was a little bit anxious, very agitated for some reason. I say, you know what? I'm just going to go play. So I hopped in my car, Bob, drove all the way to, what's the name of the park there in Shaler?
Kiwanis.
Kiwanis Park in Shaler. And then I see Brian, 15 other guys, younger than me, maybe a couple.
Oh, that's an Achilles waiting to happen.
A couple older than me. And then what transpired, Brian, in your words?
Well, Joe was out there. He was running around. He was moving pretty well. You know, I think made some good passes, maybe made a couple shots. And at the end of our game, when we were playing against each other, it was a fast break layup. Someone missed. And next thing I know, you know, I didn't think to box out or look for anyone around me. Next thing I know, the savvy old sandbagging news hound jumps up
sandbagging
like he's 25 again. And I thought at first he was going to tip slam it, but instead he tipped it in for the game winner. And I was left to just look around like Minka Fitzpatrick wondering how Derrick Henry ran past me into the end zone.
That's funny.
That's what happened, Bob. Thank you, Brian. And you were very impressive yourself. You got me back with a steal. He's a good ball player.
Oh yeah, you also stole a pass. You intercepted a pass from me even before that. So I guess I should have known that you were a little bit more game than you were letting on.
He just can't help himself.
What do you
think
of all that,
Bob? He's going to be
doing
this when he's 65 years old, and he's going to be coming down there, and that's a risky proposition. But good for you.
Thank you, Bob.
The competitive fires still are there.
All right, Brian.
Still burns.
Yeah, it still burns
passionately.
And so do my legs from the other day. Both my quads are just fried still 4 days later. Well, let's get to the news here. How would you grade this trade? Your thoughts on this is wild stuff that the Steelers are doing, and nothing wilder than this. It's very entertaining. Will it make them a better football team? Talk to us. Your feelings about the trade.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could sit here and say my grade would be incomplete because we want to hear from people about what the plan is, but that's not entertaining. That's not good radio. That's not why people tune in. So I'll try to make some assumptions and leaps of faith here, as the Steelers are, I think, with this move. I'll go B plus because I think by and large, it doesn't move the meter for me a ton. I think the roster construction of the Steelers and everything else that we've seen in recent years, they'd have to pull off a few A plus trades for me to feel like they can compete with the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens with their quarterback situation. But I think this makes them better. How much, I don't know. And I'll throw the plus in there because there is some upside with Jalen Ramsey, depending on how they deploy him and what he can do for the secondary.
Yeah, I think deploy him is a key thing, Brian. You know, what are they going to do here now that Minkah Fitzpatrick is not there? And what do you think led to this with Minkah? We all saw that his production went down. Was it simply a case of no production and therefore we're paying too much for a guy who's not doing it? Or was it a case of schematics affecting his outcome?
I think it's more the former, Bob. I mean, they tried different things with him. You know, when he first got here, the whole reason he got here was because he didn't like how he was being utilized in Miami. He didn't want to do all that moving around and slot corner. And
all right, sorry for that interruption. Brian, you were about to say something about Minkah.
Yeah, I mean, Minkah, I think, wanted to be parked in center field and be that, you know, deep post where he can use his range and instincts to make plays on the ball. You know, it started to dry up 2023. They tried moving him around more, and that's why we had the whole I got to get back to playing Minkah ball discussion ahead of last season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Steelers are thinking, well, okay, we're going to do that, but if still the production doesn't come, then maybe you are the problem. So I do sort of wonder if when they're going over the film and they're looking at this upcoming season, is anybody in there speaking up like, hey, are we sure Juan Thornhill can't stand back there and do what Minkah does as well as Minkah does it for way cheaper? Let's go get a more dynamic player. And that's what they're banking on Jalen Ramsey to be.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette joining us. And how about Jonnu Smith's role here? Is this a move Aaron Rodgers will like? Is this a good fit? Is he going to be as productive here as he was in Miami last year?
I don't know that it's an exciting addition because so much of what Jonnu Smith does is sort of in the short passing game and, you know, block alignment, release, be the safety valve for Aaron Rodgers, and then hopefully run after the catch, which the Steelers have, I feel like they've been seeking that yards after catch ability for seasons now. And, you know, I get it. I mean, I think Arthur Smith does, you know, want an offense that, yes, they're going to be physical. It's easy to be more physical when you've got more tight ends out there, especially if DK Metcalf is your number one receiver or even sometimes your lone receiver doesn't get much more physical than him out there on the perimeter. So I see that vision. I do. You know, Jonnu Smith is, it's, you know, it'd be hypocritical to say, oh, well, he's about to be 30. Well, he's about to be 30, but he is coming off the best season of his career, and it was without Arthur Smith calling the plays. So, you know, hard to find too much fault with that move, and I think it does add talent to a pass-catching unit that needs it. The only quibble would be people who say they need a receiver more than another tight end.
Limits, the idea of leaving you out of this conversation leaves Bob borderline hopeless.
Oh, Bob, we would never want to do that
never.
To you. Brian, it feels like this Jonnu Smith portion of the trade, it feels like a throw-in to me. And I feel like, you know, that shouldn't be the case. We're talking about a guy that made the Pro Bowl, and at tight end, it's not nearly as easy as Snoop Huntley at quarterback to make the Pro Bowl. Like, he's a successful player that I don't want to say is a wide receiver too for them. They still need to add somebody. But do you think that he can fill a role similar to that? And do you think that this is underrated in acquiring Smith?
Yeah, it could be. I don't want to pigeonhole him in there as just saying, oh, he's another tight end, and you know they had two good ones. They don't necessarily need a third one. First of all, I think we saw last season, regardless of what Connor Hayward deserves or what he can do, like Arthur Smith just isn't real interested in that wrinkle of the offense. He barely played. Darnell Washington, I think I told you and Donnie yesterday, like I was not really on his hype train through OTAs and minicamp. I think he is what he is. I think he's a nice player, and he can throw people around in the blocking game, and every once in a while he'll pop up like whack-a-mole and catch a big pass in the red zone. But he's I don't think he's going to be a consistent piece of a passing offense. However, you know, Jonnu Smith, I've seen people say, well, think of him as a big slot receiver. How many slot receivers do the Steelers need, and how many types do they need? They have a tiny one in Calvin Austin. They have a medium-sized one in Roman Wilson. Now they have a big one in Jonnu Smith. Who else is going to run in a straight line fast down the field and catch a go ball if, heaven forbid, DK Metcalf ever has to miss any time?
Well, that's true. Calvin Austin's the guy you want to do over there, and hopefully he'll take another step forward there. I don't know about Roman Wilson. What is your take on overall their wide receivers? Do you think they need more?
Not necessarily, but you know, the Robert Woods signing is one that I'm not really sure what he brings to an NFL offense in 2025, at least this one, where I think, you know, they need a little bit more juice than someone who's just a possession guy. I just named a few players who I think are, and didn't even mention Pat Freiermuth, who I think are those steady, reliable chain movers. I think Robert Woods is a little bit redundant in that. I think when you combine the wideouts and tight ends like we've been doing in this discussion, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth could be argued are a little bit redundant as well. So maybe Arthur Smith has a master plan. Maybe he's got visions of those great Patriots teams with Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez and Aaron Rodgers slicing and dicing defenses from the pocket. And, oh, now you're going to devote more attention to them over the middle. Now we've got DK Metcalf singled up on your cornerback. We feel good about him winning that matchup. Oh, and we're going to be able to run the ball really well because we feel great about our offensive line being quick and physical. So I understand it, but yeah, again, I think when you just look at the receiver room on paper, it feels like it's missing something for the second season in a row.
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I can't get over the fact that that Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin have done all of this. I just don't know what it adds up to in the end, Brian. I don't. I wonder if like all these, are they upgrades or is every single like big name guy that they brought in similar to the guy they replaced him with in profile? You know what I mean? Starting with Aaron Rodgers compared to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I hear you. It almost seems like it's just kind of getting bizarro world swaps for the sake of making swaps. But I'll say this much to their credit, Joe. I mean, if fans always fans and us and the media always criticize them for being stuck in this never-ending cycle of slightly above average football and results, if at some point this offseason, whether that was in January right after the season ended or in March or April after the draft or in May before OTAs, all the big decision makers sat down and said, we can't keep doing this. This core that we've built that we feel so good about and we love all these guys and you know we want them to be Steelers forever. But what have we done with them? Nothing. They've accomplished nothing for us outside of making the playoffs and keeping this non-losing streak alive. If that was indeed you know, even if that's just a paraphrase of how they were looking at it all, I can't rip them for at least trying to make some changes and see where the chips fall at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the one thing that I thought was very different And trying to salvage something out of a season that many people thought was not going to go anywhere. It still may not go anywhere, Brian. It still may implode, and injuries could take a toll. They are an older team with a lot of 30-somethings. But they also know next year that this is all set up for a reset. When they have these draft picks, when they're going to clear, I'm sure the they'll have money to spend, even in free agency next year. So I think it all still gears to 2026. But they're not willing to waste a season, and they want to do what they can to salvage it with not much long-term commitment to any one of these guys.
Yeah, and I've used this phrase a lot since the end of the free, kind of first wave of free agency, is I do think Omar Khan is trying to thread the needle here of we are the Steelers. We pride ourselves on sustained success and always being competitive and quote-unquote going for it. People were asking me in my chat yesterday on the Post-Gazette site of like, oh, does this mean the Steelers are all in? I mean, that's a little bit of a fallacy, I think. Very rarely do you see NFL teams be all in. You have to think long-term, build through the draft. The Rams were a team that kind of epitomized that, coincidentally, trading for Jalen Ramsey a few years back, and their GM said, F them picks. But that's not always a reasonable, logical way to go about it. So I think the Steelers, they're pushing more chips into the middle, don't get me wrong, but when people ask me, oh, why didn't they just spend all this money that they now have in free agency? Because Omar Khan wanted to rack up compensatory draft picks, I think, and these guys don't count against that now. They are sort of backdoor building the roster by adding talent here in this way, and it doesn't really affect what I think is still the ultimate plan, and that's nabbing their next franchise quarterback in the 2026 draft.
Yep.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, Brian is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's well known in Pittsburgh sports circles by now, Brian, that City Limits hates Will Howard and loves Drew Aller.
Yes, hatred, very strong word, by the way.
Wants Drew Aller to be the guy for the Steelers.
And don't forget that Doran Dickerson on these very airways last week said that there was one quarterback he would take in next year's class. It's Drew Aller.
Thank you, City Limits.
You're welcome.
What is the fate of Will Howard this season? And do you think, Brian, that Drew Aller will be the Steelers' next starting quarterback?
Well,
Franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the fate of Will Howard, I think, with Aaron Rodgers in the equation, is inactive, emergency number three quarterback on game days. I just don't think it's going to be realistic to expect him to leapfrog Mason Rudolph when all he's really going to get a chance to do is a few preseason games and maybe the occasional practice rep. So I think the Steelers would feel much better about Rudolph having a helmet and going in if something were to happen to number eight. As for Drew Aller, Drew Aller versus the field, of course I'm going to take the field. But if we frame it as where do I think he falls on the way too early sort of power rankings of potential first round quarterbacks next year, I think I like the South Carolina guy more than him, Lenoris Sellers. I think there's a little bit more to work with there in terms of shrugging people
Limits
off in the pocket.
Limits made an audible noise in the studio and has a disgusted face. What is happening, Limits? Why did you do that in the middle of Brian's soliloquy?
Well, I wasn't on air. I didn't have my mic turned on.
But we all could hear it.
I heard it over here.
Yeah, I heard it over here as well.
Well, mostly for effect.
I didn't hear it.
Explain yourself.
I think Sellers has some good upside. He has a good arm. Like, he is also pretty mobile, too. I just want to see more from him. And honestly, I have not watched enough of Lenoris Sellers to be able to make like a pinpoint decision.
I mean, we're all just guessing right now, and that's fine. But I think, who I also would put above Aller? Cade Klubnik from Clemson, I think. Mm-hmm. I like his mobility.
Limits roll. Can you believe this, Bob? Did you see him roll his eyes on that one?
He is completely all in on his Penn State background. He's not allowing any other quarterback to get involved in the conversation.
If you say Garrett Nussmeier
from LSU,
yeah,
as well.
I'll give you Garrett Nussmeier.
Shall I keep going?
I'll give you Nussmeier, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Limits, for giving him that. So if you had to pick right now, if the Steelers had to pick right now, Who would be the guy? Would it be Arch Manning by far number one and the rest of them in a big bucket or no?
I think you have to put Arch in a separate bucket because he's played so much less than all those other guys we just mentioned. I mean, he certainly could, take the college football world by storm this year. But one, you have that uncertainty of a very small sample size for him. And two, you have this sort of lingering, and I don't know how much stock to put into it, but a lot of smart people have pointed it out, of the Mannings really emphasizing as a family the importance of developing in college and not necessarily leaving early before you're ready. So I think that's why you see a lot of people sort of kick him back to the 2027, ranking more than you do this upcoming draft.
Plus, he could still make a lot of money in college. If he's not ready, he'll take the money and wait another year where his stock obviously will go higher. At least it should. So, overall, we talked about this offseason, Brian. I gave it an A because I thought it was something different. I didn't expect much of this season. I thought the year marks were all pointing to 2026. And because they've done all of this stuff, I see from an entertainment and also it may work concept, I give it an A. They're doing stuff that I didn't expect them to do on a season that I think many people thought it was going to go the other way. Joe started with a B minus, went up to a B, no, C plus to a B to a B minus to a D. And Austin, what were you on this?
He's gone. It was a little volatile.
He picked the entire alphabet. Yeah, I just called it a B.
Okay. What do you say about this offseason so far?
Including, by the way.
And DJ Watt will factor into this also.
And
including,
Brian, and this is what I forgot until a caller reminded me, that they didn't even take the Bears' call on Mike Tomlin and that they kept Mike Tomlin. So it's not just about the roster, but the entire offseason from top to bottom.
But we didn't consider that at the beginning when he gave raise. It was just about what they've done. So I want to, shouldn't we keep it like that?
Yeah, they kept Tomlin. I do. That's part of their offseason.
Yeah, but when we did it, you didn't bring that in. It was
I forgot.
Okay, but.
But isn't that a huge part of their offseason?
But that's not how we graded it. It was what they've done.
But if they brought in, let's say, a new defensive coordinator, that would be part of it,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I felt like we had to.
What would the grade be for you, Brian?
Man, two grades in one segment. This is exciting. I'll go C plus for the offseason. C because I again think they didn't really get much closer, if at all, to competing with the big dogs in the conference. But the plus signifies the upside if all of this aligns and all these stars fall into place. Literal stars, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey now. So that, I can understand that they're taking a sort of big swing while also keeping the main thing for next year's draft. But, I don't love the Aaron Rodgers move in general. I thought that was a bit of a head scratcher to even go down that road. And, I wasn't necessarily standing here shaking my fist to fire Mike Tomlin, but I think with all these big moves, which we talked about and tipped our cap to the Steelers for making in the effort of producing different results and defying the definition of insanity, a lot of people are going to liken this to you keep changing the tires and the windows and the decals and the paint on your car when you might just need a whole new car. So that's kind of the way I look at this whole trajectory of the franchise.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate the time.
The Mongoose.
My pleasure. Bye, guys.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.